Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast.
Welcome back.
Ooga, booga.
Episode number 14.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
You know what half of 14 is? Seven.
Eight.
Oh, shit. Thought we were going to be on the same page there.
Speaking of the number seven, our money count for this week.
Oh.
We're looking at a fat sum of $7. And 36 cents.
Ooh, yes, let's go.
Damn it, that was brilliant.
That was really brilliant.
I think that was for sure.
As you can see, these episodes are completely planned out.
We kind of
everything just falls into place.
Yeah.
We sit down for about a couple hours afterwards, a couple board meetings, make sure everything's kind of like planned out.
I'd say I spend about 10 hours a day writing, and
Yeah,
at least 14.
And see, I knew he was going to say that before this podcast even started. That's how prepared we are. We actually are reading from a script
like
right
our
now.
Our minds are like linked, you know.
Hey, what page? What page of the script are we on?
I think six, right?
Six.
We just
first
started. The extended.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Oh yeah, patrons. So we're looking at the shout outs.
Oh yeah.
Shout out Timmy McTim, Simon, and Young Pirate One.
Oh yeah,
our boys. Our boys.
Spicy.
Absolute extended episode sesh for our boys.
Oh, yeah. They got a juicy one today.
A pretty juicy
pretty
one.
Pretty juicy. As per usual.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of juicy, we have some juicy sprained ankle subreddit here.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Golly.
Break it out. Bust it out.
Anything can be a fetish. That's just the reality.
It's one of those.
It's just.
I thought
it
was like, I sprained
it's
my
just,
ankle. Please help.
What's it called?
It's just called r/sprained ankles. It's an NSFW sub.
It's a darkness hiding.
Oh, it's certainly interesting.
Ooh, bit of a dangly
one.
I'm
just going to read one of the top posts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I can't even. Yeah, I'll do it. Whatever. Just sprained my ankle. Anyone want to deep throat this shit?
Oh.
Absolute.
It's an ankle.
It's just
doesn't even make sense.
Ooh, roll my socks off.
Like that shape doesn't even. You can't even do that with the shape of an ankle.
Take my boots off. Come on.
And it gets really swollen.
Oh my god.
Sprained ankle while 8 months pregnant.
I was about to read that. Thought you guys would appreciate my. Poor little bad ankle.
Managed to get his shoes on the gimpy foot. Now to take these bad boys out for a spin.
And that's definitely how the person typed that thing in their head. They definitely like,
oh
typed
my
it in
God,
like,
yeah.
Just deep throat my ankle. It's like, what the? Why?
Why would you say that?
Now, the question I have on my mind now is the sprained ankle fetish worse than the gainer fetish?
No. I think it's hard to beat the gainers.
I think
it's hard.
Oh, if you're new here, r/gainers is a community dedicated to the fetish of just being
fat,
morbidly obese,
morbidly,
and like you know, it's like those fitness ones where they post like progress pics, but just reverse.
Yeah,
they just like look at how fit I used to be, like, and look at how. Obese I am now.
You're trying to
and all
reach...
the comments like, "Oh, you bloated beauty,
you bloated whale shot. Carcass."
Gets me every time.
You beautiful rotting whale.
Oh.
Come here,
I'd love to. I'd love to get a crew to push you back in the ocean.
I'd love to see what's inside that blowhole.
Oh, worst one.
That's actually accurate.
It is accurate.
Blowholes.
Speaking of bloated whales,
what are you
Lizzo,
talking about yourself now?
Lizzo
okay.
has posted a video on TikTok of her making a vegan McChicken sandwich. Now,
this
covers
this?
Two
yeah,
things.
What good is that going to do?
Isn't
who even is this?
This covers two things.
No, she's like this, like, actually, anyway, I've heard her name. I just don't know who she is.
Yeah, I don't know who she is at all.
Lizzo.
Do you want to fill us in?
Yeah, so she's this hip hop artist, and she is very large. And she's,
like by your standards, even
yeah she's
even
really
Ryan,
really
but also aren't you into plus size models though, Ryan?
Oh, Ryan.
Oh, like one.
Oh,
maybe?
Ryan,
you know you are, just admit it.
Say it. Not really.
Say it, Ryan.
We're all friends here.
I'm not
you can say it.
It's not no I don't
no pressure
no.
But say it.
No.
Come on.
All right, back to Lizzo.
Tell us about...
So this video of her on TikTok making a vegan McChicken sandwich really just sums up...
I didn't know you were into that, Ryan.
What the news...
Kind of kinky, eh?
...news has come to.
Hey,
someone wrote...
Little chubster? Oh my
God. Yeah, just... Yeah, okay. You know what? Yeah. Do the fat thing. Do
it. I hate my chubby Billy Quies.
Get the fat out of your ear.
Yeah, funny.
That's really just offensive.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that to
people
me?
Actually are suffering from fat in their ears and it's clogging their hearing.
People, there's real people with fat in their ears and you're going to laugh.
Ate a vegan made chicken sandwich. There we go. Next topic.
That's the whole thing.
That was the topic. I hate that.
You thought it was worth interrupting our esteemed podcast.
Ryan, get the fat out of your ears.
Get the fat out of your ears. God.
Okay.
For the last time, Ryan, get the fat
out of your ears.
I don't know how you're going to get it out.
Take them out.
You're going to have to figure out.
Maybe like a tweezer or something.
Trademark that?
Maybe you got the power washer.
You can't keep living like this.
He uses a power washer when he takes a shower. It's the only way.
Oh, yeah. Got to, like, hose him down with, like, the fire hydrant.
Yeah.
It's just flowing his fat around.
Yep.
Absolute fucking...
Okay, we're done. You made your point.
Have we
really?
Come on.
I think if I'd made my point by now, you would have lost some weight.
Body shaping.
Absolutely.
Next topic, body shaming.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Ryan.
We'll write you a formal apology.
All right. I'll give you something good to make up for it. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of fed legs?
What?
r/fed legs.
/what?
This is another big fetish.
What's it called?
How big?
Fed legs.
You mean like member count? Or like,
it is. Here, I'll read
like
it.
Girth.
It's a fetish of painting girls' legs yellow.
Oh. Why?
That's it. I thought it was fake, and I think I went through before we started recording to just see if it was like a real thing or if it was just like a troll.
Most of them are just real. Oh, like Simpsons characters.
It is totally no, it's not. Go to the top.
Some of them
are just Simpsons, but. It's like these long videos of these girls getting their legs painted yellow.
I'm kind
of
like into it.
It's a color.
It's something that this is less weird than glorp, I'd say.
I support it,
but it's definitely
surreal.
Yeah, but it's still,
it's definitely just disturbing.
It's not, like, it's odd. It's a little strange.
Odd to imagine someone just jerking into that.
Why are some?
Oh,
of them
yeah, like... painting it on.
Some of them are like NSFW. I don't get it. Why are some of the NSFW?
Not the enamel.
Don't get out the horse manure.
What are you? Okay, this is gone.
Ew! Don't make me drink the varnish.
Don't get it wet. What are you doing?
Absolute.
Babe, the rust remover goes on after the varnish.
Oh, Jesus. You want to put me
kind
in
of
frame?
A last one to tie this up.
Really tie
a little cheeky callback to episode one.
Cheeky.
With our Spider-Man poopy Elsa video.
Oh,
that we
no
talked
way.
About.
Is there part two?
Are you guys aware that there's a community about drawing lewd art of the sisters from Frozen?
I'm sure there is plenty. That's communities.
Everywhere.
So with that, it just is so... Oh, my God.
What is the subreddit called?
It's called Elsanna.
Oh, jeez.
It's surprisingly not an NSFW, which debatably makes it more disturbing. Because that could mean that kids could potentially just stumble upon this and just watch this for fun.
I can't even find it. How do you even spell it?
Elsanna. It's just one word. But it's like there's so many like posts, so much eye contact in this movie.
Oh jeez,
it's like what the fuck? And there's like bikini drawings
incel.
Of them.
Ew,
it's like top incel.
I know.
She made eye contact.
No, some of them they are NSFW. Some of them are NSFW.
Oh, some of them. When the cuddling escalates.
When she looks at the camera in this animated movie. Oh my God.
I really hate looked this. At me.
When Olaf gets too close.
Ooh, not your carrot nose.
When Olaf's carrot nose.
Not the gumdrop button.
Oh, God. The internet's a disgusting place. It's just
been found out already. Yeah,
it's we need bad. To delete the internet. Yeah, I've had enough wipe. Looking at this. It's looking like we're at about that time for the cheeky ad break.
Nice. Love a
so
cheeky one.
We'll see you guys in like a minute. Oh, yeah. Patrons skip straight to the action. Ooh. So love you guys.
Love you.
And
guys.
Now we're gonna see y'all in a bit. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that little ad break. Really amazing re-recording these bi-weekly, just going above and beyond.
Oh yeah, only for you guys.
Only for the monkeys.
Only for the monkey clan.
Guys. Oh. Oh.
Did you just stub your toe a minute ago?
I did stub my toe during the ad break.
You did. Juicy stub sesh.
Well, toe. Not during the ad, but during the break.
Might want to like post a pic, maybe.
Sprain toe, new subreddit.
Sprain toe subreddit. That'd be pretty sick.
That's disgusting.
Hey,
what
man, you're the
what
one who
just came out of my mouth?
You kind of, you know, birthed it.
Just loud sigh.
I know how that goes.
Wyatt, you had something else?
I have a little news. If you guys remember the good old movie Space Jam, they're bringing it back with LeBron James this time. Pretty interesting. They would bring back Space Jam. I don't think it's going to get good. Reviews. Everyone already does not like it without Michael Jordan.
It's like, think of a new movie. Yeah,
but also, I think the reason like Space Jam was like so cool, especially for its time, was because like they had all like the moving characters in like CGI, and that was like really cool for 1996 or whatever. Now like what's the catch?
It's just not special anymore.
What's the point?
It's not special at all.
Yeah. Oh, look at Bugs Bunny dribbling the basketball.
Whoa. Again?
Dude, how is Bugs Bunny standing next to a real person?
That's crazy. Oh, Bugs Bunny chewing the carrot. Oh, wait, no, it's just LeBron James' cock. Oh,
too far.
I guess that's the R-rated cut.
What's up, Doc? Well, let me tell you.
The AO version. Bugs
the
Bunny.
The cutscenes.
Oh, gosh.
I guess long and uncut.
The full extended edition. Director's cut.
I'm gonna jam your space.
No. Footlong cut.
That is an interesting point, though. I mean, everyone's just seen this before, and it's seen better things. Like, some of these movies, I think that, like, the Star Wars sequels had so many issues, but one thing they did really nicely was the effects.
Yeah.
Those movies.
Well, and the score.
They looked super nice.
Yeah. And John
But the story was just a mess.
Story wise.
I mean, yeah.
It's a damn shame. They're not all bad. There's good parts. They all had strong parts, but I mean,
yeah. I mean,
this movie's gonna be interesting to see. This Space Jam.
I mean, really, all you're
gonna
need to watch
is
the
Space Jam, or is it a sequel?
It's called Space Jam: New Legacy, or a New Legacy. That's what it's called. Oh,
that's such a boring.
I mean, where are they gonna take this? Because the whole the story for the first one was just fine on its own. They play basketball to stop the mean monsters.
Yeah. That's it. Stop it.
What else do you need to do?
And it's
now there's more monsters.
No,
and
you know what they need to do?
Meaner.
They need to make money.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a cash grab.
That's the goal.
Does Disney own
Bugs Bunny?
What's the company? Is it Warner Brothers?
Yeah,
is it Warner Brothers? Does Disney own Warner Brothers?
I don't think they do.
I don't know.
They do?
They might. They have a monopoly.
Disney totally has a fucking monopoly now.
I'm not surprised.
They have all the good stuff.
I just learned Disney owns ESPN. Like what?
Disney owns Time Warner, and that Time Warner owns HBO and Warner Brothers. So yeah, technically Disney does own
that. Yeah, so they do own it.
Jesus.
Very Disney-ish move, I suppose.
Diverse.
I think an existing idea and make another movie about it. That is very Disney-ish.
Okay. To be fair, new things don't tend to get as much traction nowadays than reboots and stuff like that. Well, like hear about. Is it that nothing good is new, or is it that no one's paying attention? to the good new stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, sequels are different than like original ideas.
Because you hear about all this other stuff that comes out, but with existing characters, existing like worlds. But yeah. Like, I guess that like Alita Battle Angel movie. I haven't seen it.
That was not a sequel, but it was James Cameron, the same person who did Avatar. So it was supposed to be like
a name behind it. That's probably
I'm excited for the Avatar sequels.
Really?
Aren't they?
I'm actually not.
Did I hear that?
No, yeah. They filmed like 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm not excited because James Cameron's been trying to do sequels for so long. I'm sure he would have done Titanic 2 if he could. But I just don't think it's going to do any good. I like the first one because it was Titanic groundbreaking for the time.
The first one, the effects are the main draw. I mean, the story's good, but like, I don't see it being like a franchise.
I guess this is going along the same reasoning as before. The effects are just not like new anymore.
Wait, why? No, did you say Titanic 2?
Why not? Yeah, I was making a joke. I said James Cameron would probably make Titanic 2 if he could because he loves making sequels.
Oh, way to ruin it, Ryan.
Oh, good. Just kind of analyze.
Yeah, you came and just let the joke stand.
Oh, shut up, Ryan.
Round of applause for our chubster.
Look at us.
Go ahead.
Having a fun time here. Did you know also that Chub. Last of Us 2 is supposed to have 100 gigabyte download size? 100 gigabytes.
No.
But also, the weird thing about that is it's only story, which is like weird that it's 100 gigabytes. So either that's going to be a really good story game. Or just an awful game. Also, Silent Hill PT is in the works for PS5 exclusive, which is sick.
What?
So, yeah, they are actually bringing it back. That's pretty sick.
Very exciting.
If you have not played
the reason it got canceled was because there was like an inner dispute.
I think they canceled it because they wanted to work on Death Stranding.
Oh,
really?
Norman Reedus.
It was going to be Norman Reedus was supposed to be in
PT.
Silent Hill PT, but then they scratched the project altogether.
Kojima still working on PT or is it someone else?
I just looked it up just out of curiosity and it said it was reportedly being worked on for a PlayStation 5 exclusive, which adds another thing to why you should not get Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, so, what is the point?
Okay, but if it's reportedly being worked on,
that's cool.
That means like some guy made like a 4chan post.
Okay, but
saying,
it's,
"Oh, I heard this."
No, it was an official source.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
So the guy who works at the company, his mom actually told me.
Rival source.
Don't know if he told her, but she told me, so.
Yeah.
Could be real.
Sounds about right.
Is there any other big things happening with video games?
Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed.
But who really cares?
Yeah. Assassin's Creed looks like ass, dude. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay, this thing I don't know anymore. It's just like the most cliched thing I've ever seen.
It did look very realistic, though.
But that's the point.
We expect that nowadays. It looks cliched.
I mean, I actually did like the last two Assassin's Creed. I know it was pretty monotonous, but I like the gameplay. I like the gameplay so much that it kind of made up for like the trailing missions and garbage.
And I like the settings too.
Yeah, it was like because we don't see those settings very often, like Greek mythology and Vikings and stuff.
What I've noticed about Assassin's Creed games, I don't play an awful lot. I don't think I've ever completed one, but from what I tried of Origins. And I think I tried one more. I forget which
Odyssey?
One. But the areas are always super cool. The aesthetic is always really cool. The gameplay is always like,
trailing.
And I feel like the filler content just kind of takes away from it so much that it's like.
Really? I think the gameplay is the only good part, actually.
Yeah, I like the gameplay.
Maybe I shouldn't be talking about this.
I wish it would go back to stealth, though. I will say that.
They try to make like a 20-hour game with only like 5 hours of good content. So they should just cut out 15 hours and then it would be a good game.
Missions.
Yeah.
Hey, trailer missions are epic. What are you talking about?
Very fun.
Don't you just love to follow a squirrel? Follow the squirrel. Don't let the squirrel see you.
The ones that suck the most is when you're supposed to be following someone that walks just faster than the character's walk speed.
Oh, yeah, you keep shifting forward
but
and like speeding
just
up and
slower than the run speed.
Or like, if they see you like right when you're about to finish, then you have to restart the whole trailing mission.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. There is one more big video game news I've seen.
Really?
Instead of EA now, or E3, they're doing a new Summer Game Fest, which is a bi-monthly video game convention almost. So May through August of 2020, a bunch of developers are giving out like breaking news games and like a bunch of free playable content. So it sounds cool. Blizzard's going to be doing it. CD Projekt Red, Microsoft, Riot, Sony, and Square Enix are all part of this.
Yeah, I said that last time, but I didn't know you could play them. You can actually play them?
Yeah, they're giving away some free...
I think I mentioned that before, that they're going to have demos.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think it's neat. Do I think I'm going to do it? Probably not.
Really?
I think I'll do it.
Check it out.
Demos... I might check in for like one of them, but there's no way like a... If it's a if I know what games are going to be there.
Okay, if they release like a 30-minute like Halo demo, I'm going to play.
Oh, then for sure, God, I'd do that. I'm saying like, I don't care about like...
If I knew what
new Overwatch character sample.
Dude, you get to play 2 minutes of a new Assassin's Creed.
Oh,
you get to watch the cutscene.
It's a cutscene. You have to download a 100-gigabyte cutscene.
Two-second cutscene.
The whole game's on your console, but you can't access it for 3 years.
Cool. Oh, no. Yeah.
For now, watch this cutscene.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, I think demos are actually a better way of getting people to play.
Probably. This will probably change how they do it in the future, I think, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's going to be for the better. It sounds better to me. But unless they only give like 10 Final Fantasy demos, then I'm not going to care about it.
Probably, yeah. It's like Final Fantasy Alpha, Final Fantasy Beta, Final Fantasy Charlie Delta. Get like all like the variations. Yeah. Every day they update it.
I don't really get Final Fantasy. From what I've heard about it, this new one was actually like
Yeah, I know. Everyone decent. Loves the new one. Well, it's remastered.
Like, it looks really nice.
A lot of the good reviews are from hype and... Oh, I used to play this game in the 90s.
Yeah. Cool. But I also saw some things where it said it was like really bad because it was just, it took all like the bad parts of like the first Final Fantasy, like where it was like super bad voice acting and all of, like the bad story.
Oh,
elements.
The voices sucked.
But that's like a part of it. The voice acting sucked. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get the hype about Final Fantasy.
Maybe
they
should have done they should have done silent people with just text instead.
Well, they also just recently remastered Modern Warfare 2 for the Xbox, but they only did the campaign, so everyone's mad because the multiplayer was the only, like, arguably I think Modern Warfare 2 is the best Call of Duty because I think it just is. And
that's the one that everyone that was like the iconic multiplayer.
Yeah,
that's what everyone like grew up with.
Yeah, and so now they only did the campaign, and also to add to Sony's like deal with Activision like made it available on PlayStation like 30 days earlier than Xbox. So basically PlayStation seems to be the way to go here for most things so far. Unless you're like a diehard Halo fan like me, then you're probably not even going to care about Xbox.
Yeah.
I just watched this Halo game be like beautiful and just like
no matter how
good Halo is, I don't think it's going to help Xbox that much.
Me neither. I don't think
No
one cares.
If it's good, it's going to appeal to Halo fans who would have played it anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know if anyone's going to pick up a whole series just because of the last game, and especially with Halo 4 and Halo 5 being
Oh, my God. Have you seen all of the articles that are saying that Halo needs a Battle Royale?
No,
that
really?
That just pisses me off so bad.
Well, as long as... It depends how they approach it.
Battle Royale.
It depends how they approach it. Because, like...
Battle Royale sucks.
Like, Black Ops 4, literally... Like, their selling point was Battle Royale, which already had been done before. But what some games are doing now, which I don't mind... Is putting a game out, and then they add Battle Royale later. Like, I don't really care. It's whatever. But as long as that's not, like, a selling point... Like, if people are wanting Halo to have Battle Royale just because they wanted to have Battle Royale, it's not gonna be good.
If it's a free extra, then I don't mind.
Yeah.
If it's a selling point, then it seems like a crutch.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just trying to get... Public,
I want them
like,
to depend
hype.
Too much on that point. If people want it, fine.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we're about done for this episode. And perfect time, too. Thank you once again to our patrons, Timmy McTim, Young Pirate One, and Simon. You guys make this run.
Yeah.
Thank you to you, the listener, for sticking through and listening to our monkeying around.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see you all... Oh, if you're interested in joining our Discord server, go to the discord.org, search podcast, and we're the Monkey House. Monkey always monkeying house. Around.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Never gonna
anyways, see you all next week.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.